Designed for Living Talk Radio Show on the Amazing Women of Power, the world's leading positive programming network, powered by Raven International, AWOPTalk247.com, where you can listen while you work. You are listening to this weekly Monday broadcast show at 10:30 Pacific Standard Time, aired again at 4:30 Pacific Standard Time, hosted by registered nurse, marriage and family therapist, master life coach, and author Michelle Downey. And I am your co-host, Bob Womack.
I am truly thrilled because I want to introduce to you one wonderful woman that I met at a coaching event. And we share the same coach. And she, Miss Sarah Richardson, has developed the most amazing business. And she's created a lifestyle of her dreams. Most of us can only dream of what she does. And she created this thing called Staycations. And I'm going to let her tell you all about it. But one of the things she does is she stays fit while she travels to do her work, which is fun. And she works only with people she likes. I mean, talk about inspirational and motivational. That's just one of the many things I liked about her. But rather than me continue talking, I'd like to say hi, Sarah, and welcome.
Hi, Michelle. Thank you. Thanks for a nice introduction.
Can you please speak to the audience about a little more about your business and how actually you got started? Because what I recall you saying in our coaching group was that I think you were a teacher and maybe are a teacher. And then how you got into it. And since we're, you know, inspirational, motivational programming for generally people over 40, this is the group of women that my show speaks to. So anything you can speak to on that?
Yeah, sure. Well, hi, everyone. My name is Sarah Richardson, and my business is called Rise and Shine. I'm personally located in Montpelier, Vermont, so it's just starting to come spring right now. I'm super excited about that. One of the things that I do is I work one-to-one with clients and teach them how to live their own custom health style. And what I define a health style is as a healthy lifestyle that proactively supports healthy exercise, nutrition, and self-care choices. The way I see it, when you care for yourself and make your needs a priority, your full life naturally becomes more fulfilling. So that's my goal with my one-to-one clients. And another part of my business are racecations, and I like your use of staycations versus racecations, staycations. When you said you stay fit. But a racecation is a program designed to help busy professionals learn how to jog and check things off their bucket list. So I call it my dynamite program because it contains TNT. It's got training and travel. So you're training for a half marathon, and you're traveling to somewhere cool to go and actually run and have a retreat weekend. So that's the other part of what I do. I was a teacher for quite some time. I was a special ed teacher for about 13 years, and I just love working with people. And my forte in the field was really helping people move through their limitations, especially in the special ed field. I was in the high school, and by the time kids got to me, they were just like, oh, I'm so stupid. And that's so not true. And I think, you know, people get stuck with these stories in their heads, and if they're not looking at all the bright, shiny parts of themselves and utilizing their assets, they do become a little bit disheartened. And so when I left teaching, I came into health coaching because I wanted to still help people and help them find that inner shine, and hence Rise and Shine was born. So that's a little bit of a brief overview of what I do and how I got here.
Oh, my goodness. You know, it takes a special person to work in the field and be a teacher for 13 years, that long. And I think maybe, just this is my own perception, but your patience that you developed over those years, you know, adds to your attributes when you're working with your clients. Because I agree, all that self-talk we do to ourselves, I mean, basically, when I work with people in my business, I have to work with these negative beliefs that in their world is so true. There's like no way that it could be any different. And of course, as we both know, if people don't take care of themselves, there's nothing in their world they can take care of too, and they have it backwards. You know, they're busy taking care of all these other people. And
exactly.
You know, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, I also love the fact that as coaches, we continue our coaching because we always continue to learn, just like a teacher always, you know, continuing education, CEU credits, you know, for me, my licenses, I have to keep that up. But
absolutely.
As a coach, you know, as a health coach too, you have to know the latest trends or what works with what bodies, to know what, you know, nutritional suggestions to make. And
right.
I think I'm impressed with that. Now, I live in California and you live in Vermont. So
yes.
I've never been to Vermont.
It's beautiful.
So, oh, I have heard so many wonderful things. It is interesting if you've noticed. I know in California it's a little more because I live by the ocean. The lifestyle is more, you know, we'll jog. There's a lot of people that jog out here.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Do you find that it's different in different parts of the country? I remember reading somewhere where, like in North Dakota and the Midwest, it's like they had the worst per capita, you know, exercise and nutrition plan, and they were the most obese. Now, I don't know. You probably can speak to that.
Yeah, you know, interestingly enough, Vermont was just named the most athletic state, which is kind of cool. I do find that there's either people who totally subscribe to running and keeping fit, and then there's also people who just are not interested. So it is interesting to see where they land in geographical areas. One of the things that I focus on is I help people from anywhere. This does not have to be people in Vermont who are coming to train with me. It's all done virtually, and people, you know, train on their own, but we have daily accountability, weekly phone calls, and because I live in such a cold state, I like to make the races in places that are beautiful and sandy and typically near water. So if that's attractive to anyone, that's what a race station is.
Oh, you know, it's so wonderful that you can actually do this globally because of the internet virtually. You can work with anyone in the world. That's
yeah.
the beauty of our internet. We've become a global community, and it doesn't have to be in your little area or my little area. It can be everywhere. So
exactly.
Have you yourself, have you had to kind of overcome challenges to work on, you know, this?
Absolutely, yeah. I'm chuckling because I actually just ran my first half marathon. I got an injury about 7 years ago that never healed correctly. And I couldn't figure the answer out. I just couldn't figure the answer out. I would get back to 2 or 3 miles, and then I ended up moving. I switched careers. I stopped running. I gained 30 pounds. But I loved running. I used to be a marathon runner, and it was just always meditative for me. And I wanted to get back to that place. So part of my journey over the last couple of years has really been to hone in and figure out what was going on with my running and why I couldn't get over these injuries. It was an ankle injury, and I had chronic hamstring and hip issues. Mm. So I delved in and looked a little bit deeper into my technique, and I'm actually in the process right now of getting certified to teach Qi running, C-H-I running, which is a specific technique, and it's amazing. It's literally transformed the way that I run, and it was the missing piece to my race stations last year. This, I feel so much better about my program now, having this information under my belt and knowing how to properly instruct people on technique. All of my issues, my hamstring, my ankle, my hip issues, they're all gone. And I just ran a half marathon 3 weeks ago, and it was incredible. It was incredible. But let me tell you, I was terrified. And I just love the fact that running is such a metaphor for life. People are afraid to stand up for themselves. People are afraid to do what they know and love because of what other people think or what's going on in their heads. But when you take it all away, you're really free. And so it was just a great metaphor. And I just hope that I can help other people get to that feeling because it was just amazing.
Gosh, how wonderful. So in addition to your knowledge, you actually have suffered injury. You've overcome. You've figured out how to, you know, work on it, fix it. And now you have certified yourself in a way that when you teach, you're going to prevent injuries. So as a nurse, I'm glad to hear that because I know my daughter at college had to do a lot of cross-country racing. And she had shin splints.
Oh, my God.
And her coach made her work through that pain. And
I just had a conversation about that like 2 hours ago about the difference between teaching running for a lifetime or teaching running to get points for a team. High school or college athlete, they're only there for a short amount of time, so the coach is going to get whatever they can out of their body and push them to the limit, where this technique is really about being mindful so that you'll still be able to run efficiently and hopefully injury-free well into your 80s.
So,
yeah.
Wow. So basically, if you did something for, like, me, and I'm 61 years old, you would take into account my health, my age, and help me.
Of course I would. And I try to pick races or I integrate different races. Some have shorter finish times. Some have longer finish times. Like there's one in Puerto Rico. The training starts in August and the race is actually in November. So they're all about 4 months of training. But some of them have the course is open long enough so that people can actually walk the whole race. And there's chi walking as well. So I encourage people to, even this last half marathon I did, I ran 3 minutes, walked 1 minute for the whole thing. And I ran it, even though I integrated walking, I did much better than I thought I was going to time-wise. So I was really impressed with how well integrating the two works. So for someone who's just beginning, they can even just walk some of the races and then start integrate jogging over time. So it's a very gradual process, and I encourage that because I want people to be doing it for a long time and not just burn out.
Oh, that's great. So I'll tell you what, we only have a few more minutes, and I want to make sure that everyone can get hold of you. They know how to get hold of you. Any extra information, go ahead and please give us information on how we can
get hold of you. Absolutely. So again, my name is Sarah Richardson, S-A-R-A-H Richardson. My business is called Rise and Shine. My phone number is area code 802-522-3000. You can always contact me by phone. You can check out my website. It's www.riseandshinevt. So it's rise, spell out, A-N-D, shine, V-T for Vermont.com. And my email is Sarah, S-A-R-A-H, at riseandshinevt.com. Yeah. So, and the phone number again is 802-522-3000 if you want to connect for me. And for any of you listening today, I'd love to offer a free one-hour strategy session. It's a health style blueprint session where we really talk about things that you want to be integrating into your life that you may not be quite doing. We also get deep into how you're thinking about it, and you get some action steps out of that too. So that's complimentary. Just call me or email me, and we can set that up as soon as we can.
Oh, my
God. Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, it's so wonderful that you do that for our listeners. You give them a free strategy session. I'm impressed.
Yeah.
Well, okay. I wish we had longer. Unfortunately,
me too.
Our time is limited, but
I can have you
back at another time. I know that it would be interesting to kind of follow you because, that's just what I was thinking. But anyway. Oh, I'm so glad. Thank you so much, Sarah.
So welcome.
Okay.
Yeah, well,
talk
thanks,
to you later.
Michelle. Have a great day. Bye.
You too, Sarah.
Until then, let life be well and good.